was called Passion Week.
那么在这个礼拜五的下午，主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
On Friday afternoon, Jesus was crucified on the cross.
啊，那么然后在十字架上受死埋葬，然后第三天从死里复活。
He died on the cross. He was buried, and he was raised to life on the third day.
这是我们今天来到这里的目的。我们要纪念主耶稣在2000多年前为我们所做的。
That's why we are here today to remember what Jesus accomplished for us 2,000 years ago.
也就是他把他自己完全给了我们。
He offered himself for us.
然后我们待等一下，我们还会一起领受圣餐。
Afterwards, we will receive Holy Communion together.
然后，圣餐就代表耶稣基督的血和身体。
The Holy Communion represents Jesus' body and His blood.
是为你为我舍的。
They were shed for you and for me.
我们。感谢神，我们在接下来这个主日，会有12位弟兄姊妹会受洗归入基督，非常感谢神。
Praise the Lord. On Sunday, there will be 12 brothers and sisters being baptized into Jesus Christ.
在我和这些弟兄姊妹我们坐在一起来思想讨论我们基督徒的信仰的时候
，When I talk to those brothers and sisters about Christian faith.
我们第一个我们一起讨论思想的问题就是人到底我们到底是谁。
The first thing we talked about was who we are.
就像刚才汪伟弟兄告诉我们的，圣经告诉我们人是按上帝的形象和样式造的。
Just like what Brother Wang Wei shared with us, we are all created in God's image.
然后当上帝造人的时候，上帝给我们有宝贵的灵魂。
When God created us, He gave us a precious spirit.
然后把永恒放到我们的心里。
And He put the concept of eternity in us.
所以我们人总会来思想意义，总是问为什么，为什么，为什么。
So we always ask about the purpose of things, and we constantly ask why, why, why.
我很小的时候，我那个时候，就是很小，大概就是还没刚刚上小学。我那时候我就在想，哎，我为什么会来到这个世界上
？Since I was very young, when I was in elementary school, I was thinking, why did I come into this world?
然后呢？我又不敢去问任何人，因为我知道大家都不知道这个答案。
I was afraid to ask anybody, for I knew nobody knows the answer.
然后我当时还很骄傲，我觉得哎呀，我很聪明，我想这么复杂的问题。
And at the time, I was very proud. I thought I must be really smart to think about such complicated question.
后来我跟我那些小朋友，我们很熟悉，我们在一起聊天，原来大家都有同样的问题。
Later on, when I talked to my friends, I realized everybody's asking the same question.
有一次我记得我带着我的女儿在我们小区走的时候。
One time when I took a walk with my daughter in our subdivision.
我看前面有一位老奶奶也牵着她的小孙女在小区里走。
I saw an elderly lady taking a walk with her probably grandchild.
然后那个小女孩突然问她的奶奶，就说奶奶奶奶，说我们死了以后去到哪里。
And that young girl asked the lady, Grandma, Grandma, after we die, where do we go?
当时那个老奶奶就说，哎，不要问这个问题，不要问这个问题。
At the time, the lady just said, don't ask such question.
我们不愿意谈到死这个字。
We didn't want to talk about death.
但是事实上我们知道这是每个人都要面对的事情。
But it's something everyone needs to face.
那么我们刚才说我们人总是在找价值目的。
We mentioned that everybody's looking for value and purpose.
我们就总是在思想为什么，为什么我们的 目的到底是什么？我们的目的地到底在哪里？
We always wonder why. What's the purpose of life? Where's our destination?
我现在我看到很多非常受欢迎的电视节目，都是一些那个竞争性质的真人秀节目。
I watched many popular TV programs. They are all reality shows.
我没有看很多，但是我知道啊。
I didn't watch many of them, but I know about them.
那比如说美国偶像啦
，like American Idol.
比如说中国好声音啦
，the Chinese Voice.
哦，叫 Chinese
Voice
of
China.
那么它就是，其实这个节目有一个共同的特点，要找到谁是最强的，谁是最优秀的。
There is a commonality among all those programs. We are trying to find who's the strongest, who's the best.
然后我们都很喜欢看这样的节目，我们都很喜欢强者。
We all enjoy such TV programs. We all want to see the strongest.
然后我们自己也想成为最强的，所以我们如果有机会，我们也要去参加这样的节目，来证明自己比别人强。
And we ourselves also want to be the strong. And if there's opportunity, we want to participate in such competition as well.
好多人的人生目的就是要证明自己是最强的。
The purpose of many people is to prove that they are the strongest.
我们在上一个主日，我们谈到这个亚当的第六代子孙拉麦，他曾经说过一段话。
Last Sunday, we talked about the sixth generation descendant of Adam, Lamech, and he said in the Bible.
然后他对他的两个妻子说，亚大喜拉，听我的话；拉麦的妻子，细听我的话语。壮年人伤我，我把他杀了；少年人损我，我把他害了。
Then Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, "Hear my voice, wives of Lamech. Listen to my speech." For I have killed a man for wounding me, even a young man for hurting me.
若杀该隐，遭报七倍；杀拉麦，必遭报七十七倍。
If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77-fold.
他在告诉他妻子什么呢？
What did he tell his wives?
他说我是最强的。
He said I'm the strongest.
没有人敢惹我。
Nobody can hurt me.
我可以击败任何人。
For I can defeat anybody.
其实他妻子的名字是美丽的意思。
Actually, the names of his wives mean beautiful.
他两个妻子都非常的美丽，然后人们崇拜像拉麦这样的人。
And his wives must be pretty, and people often adore such people.
拉麦这段话让我想起就是一位。被世人所推崇的君王所说的话，他的名字叫凯撒。
The words of Lamech reminded me of something another king said, and the king's name's Julius Caesar.
他说：“我来，我看见，我征服。”
He said, "I came, I saw, I conquered."
这是他的人生的目的。
That's the motto of his life.
这也是我们很多人的人生目的。
That's also the purpose of many people.
我来，我是最强的。
I came, I'm the strongest.
或者我要成为最强的。
Or I will be the strongest.
我要成为人上人。
I want to be above everyone else.
我要把别人踩在脚下。
And I will put them down.
耶稣基督来到世界上，耶稣的人生目的是什么呢？
Yet when Jesus came into the world, what's his purpose?
在马太福音20章28节，圣经是这样说，我们可以一起来读一下马太福音
20章28节。In Matthew 28,
我们可以看到这个投影。正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。耶稣来到这个世界上，他不是要证明他是上帝的独生子，他有大有能力，他是大有威严的万王之王。
Jesus came into the world. He didn't come to prove that he's the only begotten Son of God. He didn't come to prove that he's the strongest. He's the King of Kings.
啊，他来是要服侍人，是要代替很多人去死。
He came to serve, to give his life as a ransom for many.
啊，人类历史上只有这一位，他来到世界上的目的是为了别人去死。
Throughout human history, only Jesus came to die for others.
啊，我记得我以前我刚信耶稣的时候，我在大学里跟我的同学传福音。
When I first became a Christian, I tried to spread the gospel with my friends in my college.
啊，然后呢，我的同学他们都很聪明，那么其中有一位他还读过圣经。
My classmates are all very smart, and one of them even read the Bible.
然后当我跟他说耶稣的时候，他就说你不用说了，你不用说了。
When I shared the gospel with him, talked to him about Jesus, and he said, "You don't need to talk to me."
啊，他说耶稣我知道。
I know about Jesus.
啊，耶稣就是那个被钉在十字架的那一个。
He's the one crucified on the cross.
啊，他被别人鞭打，被别人羞辱。
He's whipped. He's humiliated.
啊，别人口水吐到他脸上，他也没有反抗。
People spit on him, and he didn't return the favor.
他就是个失败者。
He's a loser.
那我可不想成为像他那样的人。
I didn't want to be a loser.
你不要跟我讲耶稣了。
Don't talk to me about Jesus.
那么我还有一次就跟一位女士跟她传福音的时候。
Another time when I shared the gospel with a lady.
啊，这位女士对圣经也非常熟悉。
The lady is also familiar with the Bible.
她说：“我相信有一个上帝。”
She said, "I believe there is God."
但是我不相信耶稣就是那一位神。
But I don't believe Jesus is God.
哦，耶稣行的神迹太小了。
The miracles Jesus performed were too trivial.
啊，就是给一些人治病。
He healed some people.
或者把一些污鬼邪灵从一些人身上赶出来。
He drove some evil spirits out of people.
叫一两个人从死里复活。
He raised a couple of people from the dead.
他说这些事情没有什么了不起。
Those are not wonderful miracles.
很多这个民间传说上也有类似的这些传说。
We hear about those things from a lot of legend.
如果他真是上帝道成肉身来到世界上的时候，当那些人们逼迫他、羞辱他的时候
，If he's truly word became flesh, when he's humiliated,
那他一定会啊，只要他一句话，一定会啊，地震、海啸，然后就是天崩地裂，地球都要毁灭。他一定应该是做这样的事，他才是上帝。
With just one word, he can cause all kinds of natural disasters.And only through those kind of power he can prove himself to be God.
啊，但是他没有。
But he didn't do any of those.
所以我不相信他是全能的上帝亲自来到世界上。
So I don't believe he's the all-powerful God coming into this world.
后来我当时我就不知道怎么回答他。
At the time I didn't know how to answer her.
好了，过了一下，我想了一下啊，我就明白为什么耶稣。不去做那样的事情。
Afterwards, when I think about it, I realized why Jesus didn't do those things.
他不像世界上任何一个君王。
He's not like any kings from this world.
他不是要彰显他的能力，彰显他的威严。
He didn't want to show off his power, his authority.
他来不是要征服，他来是要给予。
Because the reason why he came is not to conquer, but to give.
他来是要彰显上帝的爱。
He came to demonstrate the love of God.
我们不会爱一个残暴的、大有能力的君王。
We will not love a cruel and powerful king.
啊，但是我们会爱主耶稣。
But we love Jesus Christ.
不是因为他做了多么了不起的神迹。
Not because how wonderful miracles he performed.
而是因为他代替你代替我被钉在十字架上。
But because he was crucified on the cross in our place.
那么当耶稣被罗马人捉的时候，耶稣的门徒就要反抗。耶稣对他的门徒说，在马太福音26章 53到54节，我给大家读一下。
When Jesus was arrested by the Roman soldiers, his disciples tried to resist, and Jesus talked to them. It's recorded in Matthew 26:53-54.
耶稣说，你想我不能求我父亲再为我差遣12银多天使来吗？
Do you think that I cannot now pray to my father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels?
若是这样，经上所说的事情必须如此的话，怎样应验呢？
How then could the scriptures be fulfilled that it must happen thus?
所以耶稣他甘心受难，甘心被钉在十字架上，是为了应验圣经上的应许。
So Jesus was willingly crucified on the cross to fulfill the prophecy of the scripture.
也就是要应验上帝的话，上帝对人的应许。
It's to fulfill the word of God, the promise of God.
那我们来看这个应许是什么。
Let's see what this promise is.
在耶利米书31章31节到34节，我们可以看到这个大投影，大屏幕，我们一起来读一下。
Let's all read together Jeremiah 31:31-34.
31节起，耶和华说：日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约，不像我拉着他们祖宗的手，领他们出埃及地的时候，与他们所立的约。我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约，这是耶和华说的。耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民，他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说，你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶，这是耶和华说的。在这一处旧约圣经，上帝说他要与他的子民另立新约。
In those verses, God said He will establish a new covenant with His people.
上帝要做他们的神。
God will be their God.
他们要做神的子民。
And they will be His people.
上帝要赦免他们的罪。
God will forgive their sins.
不再纪念他们的罪。
And not remember their iniquities.
这就是新约。
That's the new covenant.
新约是怎么样来实现的呢？
How was this new covenant established?
在路加福音22章19到20节。
In Luke 22:19-20.
我们可以一起来读一下路加福音22章19到20节。 19节起，又拿起饼来祝谢了，就掰开递给他们说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们流出的。这个新约，上帝在旧约就应许人要跟他的子民所立的新约是怎样成就的呢？
This new covenant which was promised to God's people in the Old Testament, how was this new covenant established?
耶稣说是靠他的血所成就的。
Jesus said it's by his blood.
我们今天在这里思想耶稣基督的受难。
Today when we think about the passion of Christ,
我们知道我们没有一个人能够达到上帝的标准。
Not one of us can achieve the standard God established.
我们没有一个人可以有资格说我们是神的儿女，神是我们的天父。
None of us can say I'm a child of God and God is my father.
我们没有一个人可以说上帝，你应该忘记我所犯的罪。
None of us can say to God, You should forget about my sins.
但是因着主耶稣在十字架上所流出的血，我们就可以坦然无惧地来到上帝的面前。
Yet because of the blood Jesus shed on the cross, now we can boldly come before God.
我们可以说，我们就是你的儿女，你就是我们的父。
We can say, we are your children, and you are our father.
我们身上一切的罪，一切的污秽，都已经被洗净了。
All our sins, all our blemishes are cleansed by Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上，他的血为我流出了。
For he shed his blood on the cross for me.
因他所受的刑罚啊，我们得平安。
For the afflictions he received, now I can receive peace.
因他所受的鞭伤，我们得了医治。
For his wounds, I can be healed.
啊，我们一起来读一段经文，在以赛亚书53:4-6.
Let's all read together Isaiah 53:4-6.
第四节起，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的都归在他身上。啊，感谢神。啊，我以前啊听过一个很老的一首诗歌，是这样唱的。
I once heard a very old hymn. It read like this.
我给大家把歌词给大家读一下。
Let me read the lyrics to you.
这首歌的名字是他没有下来。
The name of the song is He Didn't Come Down.
那么这首歌是这样唱：当耶稣被钉在各个他的十字架上
，When Jesus hung on Calvary，
人们都来看他。
People came from miles to see.
他们说：如果你是基督，你就下来拯救你自己。
He said, "If you be the Christ, come down and save your life."
但是耶稣，我们亲爱的耶稣，他没有说话。
Oh, but Jesus, my sweet Jesus, he never answered them.
他知道这是魔鬼在试探他。
For he knew that Satan was tempting him.
如果他从十字架上下来
，If he had come down from the cross,
啊，我的灵魂就会被审判。
Then my soul would still be lost.
他没有从十字架上下来。
He would not come down from the cross.
他没有拯救他自己。
Just to save himself.
他做了决定。
He decided.
他做了决定。
He decided.
他要拯救我。
To die just to save me.
我以前刚信耶稣的时候，没有人跟我传福音。
When I first became Christian, nobody shared the gospel with me.
啊，但是呢，我在思想我为什么要活着。
But I was thinking, why do I live?
啊，我到底要去到哪里？我到底要得到什么
？Where would I go? What do I want?
我要做人上人吗
？Do I want to be above everyone else?
但是我看几乎所有的人上人，所有伟大的人。最后他们都死去了。
Yet when I look at those so-called successful people, they all died.
然后我看我当时的那个时候的生命光景。
And when I look at my own life,
我非常厌恶我那个时候的光景。
I dislike myself.
我不想再是那个样子。
I didn't want to remain that way.
但是第二天起来还是那个样子。
Yet on the second day, I was the same.
后来，当我自己来看一些书，最后看圣经的时候
，later when I was reading books and later on reading the Bible，
我最后看到居然有一位他愿意为我去死。
In the end, I saw that there's one who's willing to die for me。
而他是天父的独生爱子，他是上帝的独生爱子。
And he's the only begotten Son of God。
我当时看那句话没有特别深的感受。
When I first read that verse, I didn't feel anything special.
现在我也是一个孩子的父亲，我的理解就跟当时不一样。
And today, when I've become a father, then I feel differently.
我在想，我愿意把我的孩子送给别人吗？
I wonder, am I willing to give up my child?
我愿意让我的孩子代替别人去死吗？
Do I want my child to die in other people's place?
然后特别是当我看到，如果别人对待我的孩子，就像人们对待耶稣那样，我会怎样？
Especially if I see other people treat my child like people treat Jesus. What would I think?
我一定不会像上帝那样。
I will not do as God did.
所以约翰福音三章十六节说，神爱世人。
So John 3:16 says, God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave his only begotten son.
这里有一个词叫甚至。
That's so, that.
Yeah. 这是超乎我们想象的爱。
It's a love that's beyond our imagination.
连我们看我们自己，很多的时候我们觉得我们自己都不可爱。
When we look at ourselves, oftentimes we feel that we are not lovely.
有时候我们看周围的人，身边的人，我们更不觉得别人可爱。
When we look at people around us, we don't feel they are lovely either.
但是就是为这样一群不可爱的人。
Yet for such unlovely people,
神甚至把他的独生子赐给他们。
God gave his only begotten son.
而人是怎样对待耶稣的呢？
Yet how did people treat Jesus?
羞辱他。
They humiliated him.
鞭打他。
They whipped him.
那个鞭子不是我们平常所想到的鞭子。
The whip at that time is not like the common whips.
那是有很多骨扭在一起，上面有很多钉子，那种鞭子。
There were nails and bones tied to the ends of the whip.
所以大家如果看到一些像耶稣钉十字架一些像，耶稣身上有很多很多的小孔，
you,
很多很多的小孔。
If you've seen paintings depicting the Passion of Christ, you can see the wounds on Jesus.
事实上，真实的情况比那可怕很多。所有的小钉子的伤口全部会被拉开，全部会被拉开，不仅仅是一个孔而已，是很多槽，很多道。
In reality, it'll be even worse than the depiction in those paintings. All those wounds will be torn by those nails and bones on the whip.
我无法想象有人这样对待我的孩子，我会怎样。
I cannot imagine how I would react if
people
were to be held this way. If I have the greatest power and authority, what would I do?
感谢神。
Thank be to God.
神的爱超过我们所思所想。
God's love is beyond our imaginations.
只有他这样的爱才能拯救像我们这样不应该被拯救的罪人。
Only his love can save us sinners, us undeserving sinners.
感谢主耶稣，他没有从十字架上下来。
And thanks be to Jesus, he didn't come down from the cross.
他做出了决定。
He decided.
他没有拯救他自己。
He decided not to save himself.
他做出决定，他要拯救我。
He decided to save me.
他要拯救你。
To save you.
那我们要做一个怎么样的决定呢？
Then how should we decide?
如果当我们面对上帝这样的爱，我们仍然说，神啊，你不爱我。
When we face such love of God and still say, God, you don't love me.
我觉得我们真的不知道什么叫爱。
That's because we don't know what love is.
所以在约翰一书三章十六节啊，使徒约翰说。
That's why John 3:16 says.
当我们看见耶稣为我们舍命，我们才知道何为爱。
This is First John 3:16. When we see Jesus died for us, then we know what true love is.
愿意我们在今天这个纪念主受难的晚上，让我们真正看到这样的爱，也让我们真正明白什么才是爱。
On this Good Friday, let us all remember the true love of God, and let us understand what true love is.
也让神带领我们，我们该怎样回应这样的爱。
And let us yield to the guidance of God and to respond to such love.
耶稣做出了他的决定。
Jesus decided.
也愿意神带领我们，让我们每个人，我们也做出我们的决定。
May God lead us into our decision as well.
把我们交在主耶稣的手中。
So we can commit ourselves into the hands of Jesus.
让我们也经历这样的爱，也活在这样的爱中。
Let us experience such love and live in such love.
这爱是超过我们所思所想的。
This love is beyond our imagination.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, I thank you.
我知道我是不堪不配的罪人。
I know I'm not deserving. I'm a sinner.
当我自己审视我自己的时候，很多时候我都感到厌恶。
When I look at myself, I dislike myself.
但是你不抛弃我。
Yet you didn't desert me.
你爱我，甚至将你的独生子赐给我。
You love me so much that you give your only begotten son for me.
担负我的罪，被钉在十字架上。
He bore my sin and he was crucified on the cross.
让他的血可以洗净我一切的罪。
So his blood can cleanse all my sins.
让我今天能够成为一个新造的人。
So today I can become a new creation.
愿圣灵带领我们每一个人，让我们能够看见你对我们的爱是何等的长阔高深，是何等的超过我们的想象。
May the Holy Spirit guide every one of us so we can see how great is your love and how your love is beyond our wildest imagination.
让坚硬的心能够被你的这样，被你这样的爱所柔软，所融化。
May our hearts be melted, be softened by your love.
也让我们愿意把我们自己的生命陷入到这样的爱中，能够来跟从你，走上那蒙福的人生。
So we can commit ourselves into such love, and we can follow you.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.